peoples of the interwebs, tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again, Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Welcome! If you're new here, Christy and I watch a horror movie every other week and then we talk about it. And for the month or months, it's kind of a 2 month
All night. Of spooky season.
Yes.
We are covering all of Saw.
So welcome back.
If you didn't listen to the last episode was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to cover number two.
Yep.
And next episode, we'll cover three and four in the same episode.
Yeah, and so far, I've watched the first three with Christy. We're watching the fourth one after we record tonight. So.
Yes, we're trying to stay ahead of the game.
Yeah.
It's a lot of content. It's a lot to absorb.
Christy gets very busy during spooky season.
Yeah, because haunted house time.
Mm-hmm. So we gotta, like, prep. Otherwise, things get wild.
Otherwise, we're just like, oh, God!
I'm like, Christy! You're like, I'm busy all the time!
I'm dying!
So, yeah, I mean, you do get tired by the end
of
the season.
I'm so sore by the end.
Because it's a lot.
I climb on shit.
Yeah.
I scream in people's faces.
I mean, all in the name of good fun. But, and it's late nights. You're there for several hours. Yep. And then you gotta drive home. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's another job.
Yeah, it is. It is another job. I do get paid. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to cover Saw 2 from 2005, which is my favorite Saw movie.
I like this one, not as much as the first one. Christy kind of guessed that for me, but I do like Saw 2.
Yeah.
It's kind of a different feel than the first one a little bit.
This is pretty much your standard for the rest of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to talk about 3 when we get there because I have a lot of thoughts about 3.
You have a lot of Jeff thoughts.
I have a lot of Jeff thoughts. But we'll save that for next episode.
Yes. So, Kelly, hit us with the cast.
Yeah, so we have Tobin Bell as Jigsaw or John Kramer.
Love him.
Shawnee Smith comes back as Amanda Young.
Love her.
We got a Wahlberg brother in here. Donnie Wahlberg plays Eric Matthews. Then Eric Knudsen as Daniel Matthews, who is his son. Frankie G as Xavier, Glenn Plummer as Jonas, Emmanuel Voyer, Voguer? I'm not sure.
Voguer?
As Addison, Beverly Mitchell as Laura, Timothy Bird as Obi, Dina Meyer as Carrie, Larique Bent as Rig, Noam Jensen's as Michael, Tony Napo as Gus, and then it's directed by Darren Lynn Bosman.
Yes, and he covers most of the series. Stopped for, like, one or two movies, and then he picks up directing again for Spiral.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
Came back for 10? Yeah.
I had a fun fact about that somewhere.
So let's get into it. We got a lot to cover.
We do.
As always. These episodes are going to be long.
And this one starts to get into the meat and potatoes of what Jigsaw is really about.
Yes. So, we're starting off with a police informant. Michael, he awakens in a room with a spike-filled mask locking around his neck.
This is Venus flytrap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his game is that he has to dig around in his eye to retrieve the key to the mechanism before it snapshot on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like reverse bear trap, however, the key is behind his eye.
Really?
Instead of quote-unquote dead person in the room. He fails.
Yeah, what was it? He was trying to go above his eye or something.
He was trying to go under, which I can understand trying to go where the cut was already on his face.
Yeah.
I could understand going that route, but, you're on 60 seconds.
At this point, your eyes, like, his eye looks messed up. I don't think you're going to save your eye no matter what you do. Just go. Just go. If you're gonna live, just go for it.
Yeah. This is based off of, like, the Iron Maiden.
Okay.
From, you know, medieval times. Just a smaller condensed version just for your face.
So the Iron Maiden was for your whole body?
Iron Maiden was a whole body thing.
That's messed up.
That had more spikes that would go through your entire body.
Okay.
These obviously were nails, and there were a lot more nails.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Maiden was, like, placed for vital organ areas, so you would bleed out and very slowly, because normally...
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to keep it in to try and expand your survival, but when you're locked in there, you're slowly bleeding to death.
Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Yeah. So, that's where this one comes in. A lot of the traps moving forward are also based off of past cultural torture
devices
and ways of killing people after trials, like burning alive and all that. So, if I remember what something is, I have it written down and I will mention it, like this one. So I have it. Yeah, he fucking dead. So now we cut to Detective Carey and everybody coming in to inspect this game, and they're concerned that it's Matthews because it's been several months since they've, like, 4 months, I want to say. 4 to 6 months. And they realize, no, it's not him. We're okay. He's still a missing person. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Well, we get to the point where, no, I'm sorry.
Not Matthews.
Not Matthews. They were inspecting it, not.
Oh, Gordon. Are we looking for Gordon here? No.
No. I had it switched with the game of three because three was on my brain for a second.
It's hard. We just watched three.
So, Matthews is actually going in to pick up his son.
Yes.
And Carrie had invited him to the game and saw on the walls the closer Detective Matthews. And that's where Matthews is being brought in.
Because it's specifically Matthews' informant, I believe.
Yes.
Michael that died. So
yes, it was his informant that died. And for this, it says the closer Detective Matthews. Mm-hmm. Matthews is spelled incorrectly.
Is it?
Yes, it's missing a T. Which can be a hint to the fact that of John's brain cancer because he's losing function and remembering how things are spelled and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, and it's a fun little fact right there.
I didn't notice that.
Cancer! The real killer in Saw. You think it was a saw? No.
No.
It's cancer.
Nah. No one's died via saw yet.
But there is a saw in every single movie.
Okay.
At least one saw. So, yeah, Matthews has to go pick up his son. His son was shoplifting at an electronics store.
Yeah, and Matthews is just an angry individual.
Yeah.
Angry.
He's mad about his divorce. Mm-hmm. He cheated on his wife with Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Which was an underlying subplot we don't really see much of, but was written into the script.
Yeah, we do get hints of it when Carrie's just like, I need you on this case because he's asking for you.
And they're too close. You know how, like, people who know each other?
Yeah.
The dynamic of coworkers is not
that. I think Carrie caught feels.
Oh, I did too. I think Eric Matthews may have also caught feels at one point, but he's so far into his own deep hellhole of shit that he's just angry all the time.
Yeah, he has police brutality, a history of that. But, like, because this is before, like, body cams on cops and everything like that, a lot of that got swept under the rug for this individual. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all cops are bad, but this one. And a lot of Saw has a lot of problematic policemen throughout the whole storyline. Spiral, especially. He's like, okay, fine, go to the son. The son wants to go spend the rest of his time with mom for the week.
He says something really mean to him. I don't remember what the line is. Eric Matthews to his kid.
Just says, fucking go.
Yeah. Not good. Bad relationship there.
Yeah. Your mother gets custody. I get to take you into custody. Mm-hmm. He says that.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the son took the divorce hard because we see photos of them being happy.
Yeah.
So, obviously, he sees his dad as the big fuck-up. Like, he hurt mom.
Well, of course. I mean, he did fuck-up.
Yeah, and therefore, he's lashing out as a bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think also, like, his dad doesn't, at least in this scene, doesn't treat him well.
No.
So there's other stuff going on.
Yeah. But that's the last time that Matthew sees his son for a while.
Ever?
I said for a while.
Ever?
I'm not giving anything away. You haven't seen the rest of the series. I can't give that shit away.
I do not know the fate of Eric Matthews.
You do not. But Carrie convinces him to come on board, and a day or two later, they get a call and a lead at the Wilson Steel plant or whatever to go and apprehend Jigsaw.
Yeah.
So they get a SWAT team together, the police are there, and they go in, and we get another trap.
Yeah, we do. It's disgusting.
Where the SWAT team goes into, like, a stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
The stairwell collapses and pinches and breaks his legs.
Ugh.
This is also based off of a torture in the past.
Really?
The knee splitter. There we go.
Oh, God. This was so disgusting.
It's two blocks of wood
mm-hmm.
that are connected by two, I want to say, like, bolts mm-hmm. of some kind.
Okay.
And in between, facing each other in the center,
yeah.
are spikes facing towards each other.
Oh.
So you put the legs through, and then you slowly tighten it so that behind and in front of your knee is getting impaled simultaneously and slowly with spikes.
This was quick, at least.
Yes, this was a very fast way to do it. And
then,
also the fence was electrical.
Yes, so that was not good either.
No, so... Oh, some of the SWAT members did get severely injured.
Did any of them die?
I think maybe one of them did, but it wasn't on screen, so okay. I don't know if I counted it or not. But they managed to apprehend John Kramer, and he's very clearly sick.
Very ill.
He's hooked up to fluids, he's mm-hmm. drinking water, he's drinking his fluids.
With a little straw.
But he's obviously weak.
Yes.
And
he's not trying to fight this.
And it's kind of becoming clear as the movie goes on that mm-hmm. there is no fucking way that he is the only one involved. Because it requires people with some strength.
To be able to carry bodies around and things like that.
So that's a hint for the future.
But he has a whole setup going.
Yeah, he's like, I will have to be here while you deal with your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Go look on the monitors in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
All of them do, and there are monitors running that we presume is live, but there's a countdown as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
2 hours.
And it shows 8 people trapped in house,
mm-hmm.
and we already can figure out that one of them is the son.
Yes.
Daniel.
And this starts Eric Matthews down a temper spiral. And, I mean, obviously it's his kid.
That's, like, yeah. I mean, but you gotta also, like,
mm-hmm.
listen to your coworkers that have been involved with every single trap and game.
Yes.
To figure out how to get your son out of that situation. Rather than throwing a baby temper tantrum.
Yeah, he throws things around. And then Jigsaw wants to talk to him.
So, Jigsaw's like, don't worry, your son is in a safe place.
Safe and secure place, I think is what he says.
And all you have to do is talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to sit here and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And let the timer go, essentially.
It's his game for Eric.
Yes. Eric is not a patient person. Carrie's like, you have to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something we're missing.
Play by
the rules. So now we cut to the nerve gas house.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't really based off of anything. It's just a house filled with people.
Yep.
And the house in and of itself is the trap. Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we now have a whole...
world.
It's like
a world.
We have a whole building instead of one room. Which, the one room worked very well in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
We have to expand.
Switch it up.
We have more people.
Mm-hmm, we do.
So we gotta give everybody some elbow room.
So who do we have? We have...
We have Daniel.
Mm-hmm, that's Eric's kid.
Yep. So, and we have Xavier. He is...
The drug dealer?
Yeah, he's a drug dealer. Tatted up. Extreme anger issues. Like, 10 times more than Matthews does.
Yeah, it's bad.
Jonas, who seems like a very intelligent... person,
mm-hmm.
But probably got caught doing some gang-related incidents, I believe.
I don't know. Did we know?
He said that he's got people looking for him on the outside.
So
I would assume that there is some sort of gang-related thing in his backstory, or stealing, or, like, owing people money of some kind. We have Laura. We don't know why she got arrested
anything like that. Is Laura the one with the...
The blue shirt. The blue jacket.
I read into that a little bit. She's shoplifting.
Ah, that makes sense. Addison, she is a sex worker.
Yep.
Obi, he is a pyromaniac.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus, who is a sleazy businessman.
Yeah, greed. money laundering, yep. probably some kind of
thing. And we also have one additional person in this, and it is Amanda. She is a reoccurring...
Yeah, we saw her in the last movie.
Game contestant.
And we know that in the last movie she was a drug addict, and we do see her having, like, medical bandages around yeah. her wrists, so we infer that she's...
Cutting herself.
Yeah, or in some way tried to kill herself and didn't take her life for granted again and got thrown back into the games.
Yeah.
That's what we assume.
At this point. Don't think she had any unaliving attempts. It never said anything like that. It was just, I think, her way of trying to feel something again.
I mean, yeah.
Which is not an it's not a good way to go about trying to feel something by self-harm.
That's not good for you.
But there was no indication of her unaliving
attempts. I just always assume if you've got them right on your wrists, usually that's a bad sign.
It's a bad sign, and it could, but there's just no evidence that she went that far.
But in any case, the value of her life that this is what I inferred, that Jigsaw had given her a second chance, and she's not taking that to the fullest extent, throws her back in the games.
Correct.
She's the last one to wake up.
Yes, she's the last one to wake up, but she is... She's in there, and she immediately starts feeling around for stuff, and she finds the tape recorder in the bricked-up fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, everything you guys need to know is on this tape. So we get a first clue as to what is in the safe. Mm-hmm. In the safe is the antidotes to the deadly nerve gas that is flowing through all of them.
And will kill them in 2 hours if they don't take the antidote.
Yes, the doors will open to the place in 3 hours, mm-hmm. but they have 2 hours, essentially, to
survive.
So, in the safe, you have to think over, like, everything is in the back of your mind. Just follow the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out later what that means. And there's also a key. And in that key, there's a note that says, don't use this key on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, naturally, the dumb guys are going to use it on the Gus doesn't use it. Xavier uses it. And Gus looks through peephole, shooting off the Magnum eye hole trip.
Yeah.
So Gus immediately is off the board. His brains got exploded.
He exploded.
He exploded. And eventually, after a few more minutes, the door actually unlocks by itself. Jonas keeps the key in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because that comes
important. Oh, and they're also, I don't know if we mentioned this, but the lock to the safe is a date, or it's a sequence that all of them know.
Yep. We mentioned that.
Okay. They're all connected.
It's the rainbow.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned it.
But he also said something like it should be...
The numbers, that's why the numbers are in the back of your mind. Yeah, you just have to think over the rainbow.
That makes sense.
Yep. So, they finally get out of the one room. Amanda and Laura are tapping on walls, mm-hmm. trying to get things to open. Meanwhile, Xavier is doing the brute force approach.
He's Donkey Konging his way through this house.
Yes, and once he gets past, like, a wooden door, he realizes that, it's enforced steel on the other side.
Yeah, they're getting out.
No, there's no way. So he's just exerting energy and hoping the nerve gas do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb idiot. Yeah. And we also cut back to, the detectives and Matthews, and he is going to try and have a conversation with John. Gets him some water.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm here, I'm talking to you. He's like, but you're not listening to me. You're not...
And, I mean, as much as we don't like John Kramer for what he does, I do really like his character. And he is very honest. Like,
yeah. He's like, I know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not listening. You're not following the rules. Why aren't you following the rules? He's like, dude's kind of in distress. He's like, I need to try and do what I gotta do, but he's worried about his son.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Your mind is elsewhere.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want to try and get as much out of him?
Yeah, it's like he
as a detective
use that time with Jigsaw effectively in any way, shape, or form. No. He very much could.
And the thing is, Jigsaw is giving him all the information he needs.
Yeah.
If he would just fucking pay attention.
He does not.
No, he does not. We cut back to the house, and we get into a basement area, and we come across the first main test for one of them, and it is for Obi.
Mm-hmm.
or Obby, however you want to pronounce it.
It's Obby.
He says it's Obby, but they, when they look at it, they're like, Obby, what the fuck's an Obby? He's like, Obby, my name.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's Obby, but.
Whoops.
Whatever. We find out on the tape that he helped abduct the other victims in this house, mm-hmm. and that in order to get his antidote, he has to go through the furnace, and that there is a gift that
one comes with free.
One is for him, one is for free, and the second one comes at a price, but he can give to another player.
Yes.
He goes in.
He gets the first one, no problem.
He gets forced in there, essentially. Laura's fucking mad. She's ready to start cutting a bitch with some glass.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, he grabs the first one. When he reaches for the second one and starts to pull mm-hmm. on it, the door slams yeah. and the fire starts. Mm-hmm. Now, also on the tape, it said only the devil can save you. As the fire is growing, we see on the opposite side between Obby and the other side
it's by his feet.
With the fire. Yeah, but by that time that he notices it's all the way on the other side, the mm-hmm. way to turn off from the inside, there's yep. a little devil pointing to...
Turn here.
Yeah.
It's a valve. It's a shut-off valve for yeah. the inside of the furnace.
They can't get Obby out. And they go to the other side where there's a window. They break open the window, but it's too late.
And the antidotes are lost in this at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's very interesting. If Obby had, like, paid attention more when he went into the furnace, he would have survived.
Yeah. And this... The furnace is based off of the Gridium... I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like.
Gridiron or something like that. It's essentially, or a death by fire situation, mm-hmm. but it's essentially human grilling.
Oh, gross.
So, back then it was like a huge slab that it was like an iron grate.
Okay.
That they would heat and put someone on top of.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't...
Fun facts!
It's a very painful thing for him, but he doesn't last long, at least.
I mean, it fits with him because he's the pyromaniac.
Mm-hmm. So he's gone. Antidotes, those two that were in there, gone.
Yeah. So now in the next room, once everybody kind of readjusts,
mm-hmm.
we get Xavier's test.
Oh, boy.
So Xavier, we play the tape. We find out that he's a drug dealer, and mm-hmm. his test is underneath the bed frame. They remove the bed frame, and it is a pit of needles.
This is the scariest trap in Saw 2 for me.
I can see that.
This, like, elicited a very visceral reaction, mm-hmm. and it makes me really uncomfortable.
So, the needle pit is, one, based off of a snake pit.
Okay.
They used over 100,000 needles, mm-hmm. or syringes with fake needles.
Yes.
And they also added, like, gelatin and water to be able to slash snippy. Them around. Amanda gets thrown in.
This is horrible, because Xavier's supposed to, this is his game. He's supposed oh, yeah. to be the one that goes in the pit to find the key to open the door that has the antidote behind it.
Yep, and for Amanda, this is probably the worst trap for her to be just thrown into.
Yeah,
because she's a recovered drug addict.
Yes.
With what I would assume would be heroin, because she was actually using needles to
yeah,
shoot up.
She was
so this
shooting,
is a
so.
Visceral, like, throwing, being thrown back into
and
her
not
vices.
Not to mention extremely painful.
Yes. She was pregnant at the time of shooting
yeah.
and kept it a secret from everybody.
Yeah.
Until her other child mentioned it to the director, mm-hmm. saying, Mom, he's pregnant. And he's like, what the fuck? Excuse
what?
Me? They also had a mechanical arm that was filled with needles, so
yeah.
when they pull
when they
them
pull
out later.
Out. And, I mean, the needles that are attached to her aren't real, obviously.
They are real. They're
but they got
they're
the
snipped
thing.
In half.
Yeah.
And then with a sticker, essentially.
Yeah, slabbed on it.
Yeah.
But, she does find the key for Xavier, who drops it and runs out of time to open the freaking door.
And then gets mad at her.
Mm-hmm. He sucks.
Yeah. So Daniel's pulling needles out of her while he's throwing another temper tantrum.
Yes.
Great, cool. They try to start discussing the connections between them.
They're like,
we're all in jail.
Yeah.
Not yet. Nope. They haven't found the ex yet. Addison finds it later.
Okay.
They're like, jail. Laura's like, I've been there. Everybody else has been here. Obviously. And they're like, what about you, kid? You've got juvie written all over you. He's like, nope, never been, but I've been in trouble.
Yeah.
I've been in trouble, but I've never been going to juvie. And they're like, Okay, so something's not clicking.
I think Amanda figures it out.
No, Amanda's known.
Okay. Well, figures it
out. Yeah.
But doesn't say anything.
No. Amanda's trying to... Amanda and Daniel have a conversation after this where he's like, my dad's kind of a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got half the city looking for me. And he asks Amanda about her backstory and how, like, you survived the last time. What mm-hmm. were you in for? And she's like, I was in the first game because I was on drugs. Okay. Well, when did you start drugs? In jail.
Yeah.
What did you go to jail for? Possession. But I didn't start until I was in jail.
Yeah, that's where we start to go, uh-oh.
Yeah, so, red flags, and this is where we find out that she was self-harming and why she's in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Laura's not doing so hot. Addison's coughing up blood.
Addison is the first one to, like, really show signs of being affected.
She is showing more physical signs.
Mm-hmm.
She's coughing up blood, and then, but Laura is winded immediately.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have the stamina
Mm-mm.
to keep fighting it. We cut back to the detective room.
Yep.
Timer's still going down, and Carrie's like, okay, next plan, threat to destroy his work, so... He's throwing shit around. He's tearing up stuff.
Is he even talking to Jigsaw at this point? Or no. Is he giving up?
He's giving up.
He's giving up. Okay.
He's throwing shit around the room. And Jigsaw's like, what are you going to do with all this evidence? You're destroying all this evidence. And he's like, I don't need evidence to put you away. That's kind of an interesting sentence.
It is. It's like, bruh.
And Jigsaw's like, oh, you're showing off that police brutality that you're so known for.
He's like, good job, dude.
Yeah. We cut back to the house. Addison, Laura, Amanda, and Daniel are sticking together while Xavier is running amok.
Literally.
Him and Jonas get into it.
Yeah.
But nothing's happened quite yet. Addison, this is where Addison finds the ex.
Okay.
Laura has a seizure.
So the ex reveals that Daniel's dad is Eric, and that...
It says father and son.
Yeah, and Eric is the one that incarcerated all of the other individuals in the building.
Yep, he planted evidence on all of them yes. to get them convicted.
Yeah. Apparently there's a scene, deleted scene or whatever, that mm-hmm. where, was it Addison and Eric were having sex in a car? So whoever the sex worker was. Yeah, and Addison. And that... Because of that, like, they got caught or something, so he got demoted, and that's why he incarcerated her.
I don't think it's canon, though, because...
It's not shown.
No.
But I was reading up on some of that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know how canon that scene is. Because it was taken out and was not put back in the director's cut, which is what we watched.
Yeah. We're watching all the uncut stuff.
Uncut, director's cut. We're watching it with all the good shit.
Yep.
Addison is like, I can't trust any of you, and she walks away. Laura's dead because she has a seizure.
And unfortunately, Amanda does not know how to properly attend to someone having a seizure.
No.
I kept going, put her on her side, put her on her side, and she didn't do that.
No. I mean, you have to cradle the head still so that they don't
I think she ended up choking, though.
Yeah, she didn't cradle a head and put the head on the side, so, like, she choked.
Yeah.
But Daniel and Amanda are now kind of left there. Amanda mm-hmm. initially kind of plays off like she's going to leave him there.
Yeah.
But we cut back to Xavier, and Xavier and Jonas...
Are they battling it out?
Xavier kills Jonas. Xavier figures out the rainbow clue.
Yes.
And is now going to go on a hunt for everybody to open the safe.
So the rainbow clue is everyone has a rainbow... Some color of the rainbow with a number on the back of their necks.
Yeah.
Kind of close where, like, a normal shirt would cover it up. So you wouldn't have realized this or seen it at any point yet.
Yep. And so he gets Jonas's number, he gets Gus's number, and mm-hmm. he starts going on his merry little way to find everybody's number.
With a vengeance.
With a baseball bat filled with nails.
Yeah, he's...
Well, that's how Jonas died.
I mean, he's on a rampage.
He is on a rampage.
He will kill.
And now he's got a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Addison finds a lovely room.
She does.
She doesn't play the tape. We do find out in, like, director's commentary stuff, that this trap was initially for Gus.
The first one who died via the Magnum ice.
It's a trap surrounding his greed.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had looked closely enough, she would have noticed that the back of the box is unlocked.
Yep.
And she could have opened it. But she just sticks her hand through. Now, everybody's like, I would have seen the razors and I wouldn't have stuck my hand up.
I don't think I would have.
The way that they designed it was like, there's, it's like plastic, and she's below it. She can't see on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she's going to stick her hand in. And then she's still delirious from all the gas. So, instead of thinking about keeping it open, she's going to stick the other hand in.
Yeah.
Because she's desperate. So, but this is the razor box.
Mm-hmm.
And
I also don't think that's a fair thing, because I didn't know that was glass until she started trying to pull out. Like, I didn't know this
That
trap.
It was a razor?
I didn't know that was a razor until she tried to go like this, and she starts bleeding, and I went, oh!
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a fair criticism.
Right. I'm just saying.
People say that.
People say that. This isn't based on anything that I could find, but this is a good
this
trap.
This is a cool trap.
I do like this trap. And also, like, with the lighting and how her blood is coming out and it covers the glass light and the lighting makes her look red. It looks great.
But Xavier finds her here.
Yeah, and she's, like, screaming for help.
Yeah.
He just gets her number and walks away
to leave her. He doesn't even kill her, yeah.
Leaves her to die.
Is she for sure dead?
Yeah. Okay. No one comes to save her.
Okay.
And Amanda and Daniel are running as fast as they can away from Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
They make it back to the first room that they landed in, and they lock themselves in there. Amanda sees something on the floor saying that the blood is going through an opening.
There's like a crack in the ground, yeah.
And that there's a trap door underneath the safe. So they manage to get the safe removed, but the trap door is locked.
Yep.
Well, the key's on Jonas. Jonas is in the room.
Yep.
Get the key from Jonas. We also cut back to the detectives, and Matthews has convinced Jigsaw by beating the ever-loving shit out of him to take him to the house.
And Carrie and the other detectives are now getting a ping about at the same time about where this is supposed to be happening based off of the tech.
The bomb squad is also there.
Yeah.
And also, while he's beating the shit out of Jigsaw, Carrie's trying to stop it, but Riggs is not letting her stop it. They're like, we tried it your way, he's gonna go try it his way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dumbass. And he breaks Jigsaw's finger, which you hated.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was yucky.
But Jigsaw's like, okay, game over, I'll take you. But only you.
Yeah.
So Matthews and Jigsaw sneak out the elevator, and the rest of the SWAT team is gonna go to their location.
Yeah, figured out location, yes.
Yeah. So, Matthews arrives at the house.
Yes, he does. And it is the house where the people were playing the game.
But the SWAT team is not.
Right.
At the same location. Cut back to Daniel and Amanda. They are making their way through tunnels after the trapdoor. Xavier is coming after them. They make it to the bathroom.
They do. We finally get to see the bathroom.
Yes. We see the bathroom. We see Adams and Zap dead. We see a foot.
Yeah.
A lovely foot.
Adam is dead. I am sad. I like Adam.
So we get all that, and we find out that the bomb squad, because they're at a different location, this all happened 4 hours before.
Yeah, they find a whole nother set of monitors and, like, basically VHS tape.
A DVD player.
Yeah, and they click play or pause or whatever, and it pauses the entire stream over back where Carrie still is, by where Jigsaw and the whole setup was.
Yeah. So, the game took place 2 hours before the detectives even showed up to Jigsaw's place.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah, because we also see a lot of the traps in the background.
Yeah.
And they just looked around and started mashing up shit.
Dumb. Right on there. Also, at this point, Eric is still traveling through the house. And you even pointed this out, the people in the house have been dead for more than, like, you can tell. There's
more than just an hour.
Yes.
They've been there for a couple hours and are getting kind of stanky.
Yeah.
And Xavier finds them in the bathroom. He yells at Amanda, give me your numbers. And she's like, who's going to tell you your number? And he slices off his own number.
Yep.
Puts it in his pocket. And as he approaches Amanda and Daniel, who we kind of presume is either passed out or dead,
mm-hmm.
Daniel springs to life and slices open Xavier's neck with the saw.
Yes. And survives.
Yes.
Presumably.
Daniel and Amanda survive.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier dies.
Yep.
When Matthews gets to the bathroom, he just sees Xavier on the floor.
Yeah.
But he also sees a hand in the bathtub.
Yes, he does.
Approaches it. Pig mask. Stabs him
mm-hmm.
with a needle, making him knock out. And in the where Detective Carey is, where the original monitor is and where they mm-hmm. originally found Jigsaw, a safe opens and Daniel is there.
He's in a safe and secure location.
I love that. So cheap.
Ugh. And is that where we end?
Matthews wakes up and he is chained up in the bathroom.
No lights.
And we find out that Amanda, he has a tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that Amanda is Jigsaw's accomplice
mm-hmm.
and has helped plan this whole game.
Yes.
Which is why she knew where a lot of things were.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
And also was not showing any signs of the poison going through the house. She was fine.
Yep. Proof that he had planted evidence on her and this was kind of her revenge.
Oh, yeah. We moment. Get the full files of everyone.
Oh, yeah. And she... She does her own iconic slam of the sliding door mm-hmm. game over and that's where the ending happens.
Yes.
And we also cut to John laughing and smiling in the van.
Yeah.
And that's Saw 2.
Yeah, that's Saw 2. Like I said, very different vibe than the first one.
Yeah.
Good, though.
You got taglines?
I do. They are, We Dare You Again.
Nice.
New Game, Different Pieces. Oh, Yes, There Will Be Blood. And then this one was in German, but... translated to English, it says The Game Continues, which is personally my favorite. I like that one.
That's a good one. We'll do some fun facts. Kill count is 9.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So Saw 2 was, you kind of mentioned this, I think, in our last episode, it was greenlit pretty much immediately right after Saw.
Well, yeah.
So I think James Wan was busy and Lee Winnell was also busy doing something else, but they kind of took the script and idea from, Darren Lynn Bosman, who ends up directing this movie for his picture, Dead Silence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just took that script and made it into the Saw universe. And yep. then Lee was brought in to do rewrites and help to kind of incorporate that in so that it wasn't just like this poor guy. Like, trying to do everything.
Yeah. Trying to see what all I haven't already said here. Filming took 25 days, and it was all in one building.
Yep. The full script wasn't given out to anyone that wasn't a key player, so most everyone didn't get, I think it was, like, the last 25?
The last 25 pages.
Yeah.
And there were, like, 5 alternative endings that were shot.
I really wish we, if those exist, I didn't look. What
they might be
been.
On the DVD, I just don't remember if I ever saw them. It took 4 days of 4 people replacing all of the syringe tips with fake needles for the needle pit trap. And it's also the first trap that we see in the series where it doesn't directly kill a victim.
Interesting. Saw 2, the poster art, is 2 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to, like... So, originally when it came out, I think it was, like, 2 severed fingers.
Yep.
But if you look at the actual poster for the movie now, it's not severed. It's just, like, 2 fingers holding up.
Mm-hmm.
They had to... Apparently didn't match marketing, like, laws and stuff like that. They had to change
it. It was
that.
Too gruesome for yeah. a poster.
Which it makes sense. It's really gruesome. But they had a severed foot on the first one, so... I don't know.
Maybe more people have issues with thingies.
I mean, I do.
Yeah. So, a lot of the traps that they created did actually work. The Venus flytrap does actually slam shut. The razor box, you could actually, if they were actually metal, would actually work on cutting people. So, a lot of the traps that they try to create, they do try to make it as practical as possible and test that it would actually work.
Yeah. Jigsaw's puppet, Billy,
mm-hmm.
he's Gotta mechanically controlled in this movie. I'm sure we're going to see more Billy. I don't have his name yet in the where we're at. Like, he doesn't...
They never really say his name. He's just known as Billy.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, Yeah, I think that's all the main things that I had.
I think there was a lot in here that backstory-wise that was originally wanting to be in the film, but then was cut.
The last thing I have, producer Greg Hoffman, this was his final film. He did unexpectedly die, but he is credited in every single Saw movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because Saw was such a big project for him, like, he loved it. Mm-hmm. So, he is credited as a producer on every single Saw movie.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun thing.
I don't have anything else.
Let's go through the traps.
Yeah, okay. So, are we gonna just focus on...
Oh, wait, let's do a review quick. Because I didn't find reviews, but I did find one where you were giving taglines. It's like, 4.5 stars, every day John wakes up and records his silly little tapes for his silly little traps.
Oh, he's silly little man.
All right, traps.
So, are you gonna do second... Are we doing the second movie first?
Second movie first, and then I'll do
and then all of it. Okay.
Yeah. So, what was your... Before I give my list, what was your favorite trap in Saw 2?
Needle pit.
That is my favorite as well.
It's just so... I just think about it every
couple
of days. Now. Yeah, it's really messed up. It was just... Ooh, woo-hoo-hoo.
So, yes. My first pick is the needle pit trap. Then the nerve gas house.
Mm-hmm.
Then the razor box. Then the furnace. Venus flytrap. Electrified stair cage. Antidote. Safe room. Magnum eye hole.
I'm surprised the Venus flytrap isn't further up there for you.
I like the idea of it, but I think it's so close to the reverse bear trap, and I like the reverse bear trap better.
Okay.
Plus, I like some of the more gruesome things. You don't see much in there. You just see him kind of fall to the floor and it leak out.
Yep.
So that's why I think it's a little lower. Plus, the furnace, it's one of the first fire-related ones we really have. Well, second. It's our second fire-related trap.
Yes.
So far. So, my current list of...
Between one and two.
So, should I go from last to first?
Yeah, last to first.
Okay, the very last one is Zepp's toxin test.
We just don't get enough.
Plus, he has to kidnap an innocent child.
Yeah, it's not great.
Eh. Then the Magnum eye hole from two.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a gunshot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, it's a cool surprise.
It's a good cool surprise,
but it's not really, like...
It's not a trap, per se. It more is, like, a...
It's not a game, it's a trap.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. They were just dumb guys
that didn't listen to the note.
Exactly. There wasn't much thinking. The antidote safe code.
Yeah.
I like the creativity, it's just not a punch.
No, it's not horror enough?
Yes. It's escape roomy.
Yeah.
The drill chair from one.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't see much of it.
I mean, it didn't go to completion either.
Right. Electrified staircase from two.
Mm-hmm.
Flammable jelly trap
from
one.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Venus fly trap at number eight, just so that you know where we're at.
Yep.
The furnace from two.
Okay.
Number seven is the razor wire maze.
Okay.
From one. Then number six is the bathroom.
Okay.
Number five is the razor box.
Okay.
Number four is shotgun hallway.
You love shotgun
hallway. I love shotgun hallway. Three is the nerve gas house. Two is the needle pit.
Yep.
One is the reverse bear trap.
Okay.
So
is anything going to dethrone one?
I don't know. There is one in six I really enjoy.
Okay.
More shotguns, you know.
You just really love your shotguns.
I do. They use them creatively in this franchise. But so far we have 15 traps total.
Two movies, 15 traps. That's quite a lot.
It's quite a bit.
And we have even more to come.
Oh, yeah. We have. I know we have over 50 traps in the franchise. And that was around when 6 or 7 was coming out.
Okay.
Like, when they did a full countdown.
Okay.
But yeah.
So next time we're covering both 3 and 4 for chronological time reasons.
Yeah, we'll probably skip quite a bit of plot in those. We'll just give a lot of like the details.
I can't talk about Jeff that much.
We're going to pretty much speed run the plot.
Okay.
We're not going to go into as much detail of every single little scene. A lot of it becomes a little straightforward or confusing where we're just going to be like, this happened, then this happened, this happened.
These are the traps. This is the main idea of the entire movie.
Yes. Yeah. So, do you have anything else before we grade?
Nope.
Then let's grade this shit.
Okay, so Christy and I have 5 questions that we scale, that we grade on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score of 50, each 100 total. It's a way for us to rank our movies, and we move things around if we think they...
We have big spreadsheet.
Yeah, happening. Big spreadsheet.
All right, was it a good horror movie?
7.
10.
I do like this one, not as much as I like the first, but it's still good. It's mm-hmm. It's still well written, it's just not quite, it doesn't punch as hard for me.
I get that. Me, this is my favorite, so of course I'm going to score it a 10.
Yeah.
How is the acting?
8.
9.
Yeah,
it was good. Better than the first movie, objectively, because they had a little bit more time to prep and everything.
They do. They filmed this...
In 25 days, as opposed to, like, 11.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special effects?
9.
10.
They're good. They're good.
Yeah. Compelling story, interesting twist?
7.
9.
Okay.
I mean, at the time, I had no idea Amanda was going to be... A disciple. When I the very first time I watched it, I had no idea.
I think I knew that.
I was 16.
Yeah.
Okay. That was
some huge
almost
shit.
Half my life ago.
No, don't say that. That's a horrible thing to put.
But it's true. It's true.
I know.
It's
I
true.
I know it's true.
Character development and writing.
6.
8.
So I gave this a 37.
Mine was a 46.
Where does this put us?
83. So that's putting it above American Mary from 2012 and just below The Fly from 1986.
Where does that compare to the Saw movie, the first one?
So the very first Saw is number 10
mm-hmm.
out of 1 through 10. And then this is ranked 15th.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
I'm excited to cover more of this franchise. So our next episode is 3 and 4.
We'll probably combine 5 and 6.
We're gonna have to movie day.
Yeah. We'll let you know which ones we combine when we figure it out, because there's just continuity things. And I want to make sure that we don't cover 8 on its own, because that episode is just going to be me trashing that entire movie.
So it might be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9?
Do you want to try and cover 10?
Because
10 comes out this month.
Potentially, if we have time. That's going to be an if we have time.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll cover it next year.
Yeah.
When we both have watched it and have time. But I'm thinking 7 and 8 will be combined for sure.
So then 5 and 6, it would make sense.
5 and 6 might be separated.
Oh, okay.
On the timeline. I'd have to look at the calendar. But know that next episode will be 3 and 4. Yeah. So, if you like our artwork as much as we do...
Go check out my sister Danny at Danny Draws Dragons over on Instagram. She's insanely talented. And listen to our episode on Annihilation where she guest hosts with us.
Yeah. And if you want to see what all the spooky shit I'm up to this Halloween season, I will be posting all my makeup looks and everything that I find out in the universe on my Instagram at Lilith_Hilltopple.
Yep.
If you want to join in the conversation, let us know if there's any returning guests, what any movies you want us to cover, any themes we should cover.
Yep.
Help with voting for Cringemas and tiebreakers and things of that nature. You can join the conversation at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast on Facebook, and at A Unnerved on Twitter. You can DM us on that platform. We'll see it a lot better than tagging us, because tagging us, we get random... Weird. Trash, because it's just, we're just a word. Yeah. We're just a word over there. But yeah, I guess in the meantime, stay safe.
Yeah. And stay spooky.
Get extra pumped about spooky. Extra pumps of spook.
I have so much of that.
Like a triple pump of
being pumped into my body.
Yeah. I went to Menards the other day, and they had a Hocus Pocus display for like a yard, and I wish I had a yard
to
display.
Yeah, I feel that. I can't decorate in my household until October 1st.
Well, that's because your husband disapproves and is a summer boy.
He's a summer boy. He likes to hold on to that summer. And I can appreciate that because it gets cold here where we live. So I get it. But also, fall is my favorite season and I am a fall slut. So it is my life. Anyway.
I agree with you.
I love fall.
I mean, my boyfriend is a Christmas guy.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Christmas not allowed until after Thanksgiving.
I try.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm like, if you gotta start early with my holiday, I can understand a week or two early for Christmas.
Fair. Yeah, no, this is...
If you have to start September 1st with me for Halloween and last a little into November, that's 2.5 and a half months that you're dedicating, fair. Like, letting me dedicate to Spooky.
Fair.
I can understand letting go a little early for Christmas.
Listen, I'm all about Spooky in the fall, but I also am that pumpkin. I love pumpkins, and I love apple picking, and I love candles, and I love reading on a rainy day, and, like, that's all fall. I love my crew necks and my leggings and...
some sweaters.
Yes!
My boyfriend has quite the sweater collection, so it's fun to snuggle. Very fluffy.
See, you know.
He's got the sweater game.
So, yes, horror is a large part of why I get excited for specifically the month of October, but fall in general. I love right. it.
So, yeah, we will see you guys in 2 weeks for Saw 3 and 4. Bye!